B-Pod Studios.
And more. That's Daryl Hall, John Oates, and Make My Dreams Come True. It's 836. Don't forget, U2 is your 80s artist of the day. Making $500 a reality for you. Next shot, 10 o'clock. We'll give you the keyword. But right now, we got to go into the laundry room with LBF.
Yeah, we sure do. Yeah. Well, Rolling Stones were at Gillette on Monday night. We weren't, but we know some people who were there.
We do.
Mick Jagger had something to say. We have the audio because, you know, we know people. But we know people who don't invite us as their plus one.
Well, you were working. We couldn't go.
No, not at night.
Oh, yeah, we can't.
So yeah, we could have gone. We could have made it happen. But it just didn't.
You were invited.
Scott Zolak was here on Friday, and he was telling me how he was going to go. Big flex to the Rolling Stone concert. Didn't say, hey, LBF, you want to come?
He did not.
Even though he knows I live right down the street.
I know.
But that's all right. I'm fine.
Sounds great. Seems like you're working through it.
Before we get to that, however, yeah. I do feel really bad about Willie Garson, who he was Stanford on Sex and the City, and he died. He was 57 years old. He had been battling cancer, but they didn't say that that's what he died of, but it seemed like very sudden because just in July, he was working on the sequel to Sex and the City called And Just Like That. So when he was up and about and doing his thing, and you know, he was like just a regular actor who was in a bunch of stuff, lots of TV, lots of movies, but it's like, oh, there he is, that guy. I just saw him in Fever Pitch. And I'm like, hey, Stanford's in this movie.
He's a good character actor.
Yes, right? Very good, yeah, very funny. That character on Sex and the City was just so great. Anyway, mm-hmm. leaves a son who's 20 years old. He adopted him in 2009, and people really, really loved him because all over Twitter and Instagram, there are pictures of him saying he was wonderful, wonderful to work with.
That's what you want people to say when the time comes.
A consummate professional. I actually asked Bob if that's what he would describe me as, if something ever happened to me, and he said, no. to be fair.
What'd I say?
He said it's too basic.
Yeah. Well, because I said I would describe you as a rare talent.
Yeah, rare that people think I am.
No. I would say she was a rare talent. Because anybody can be a consummate professional.
Yeah, but it's funny because I'm
not. Everybody can be a rare talent.
Well, I am not a consummate professional because I'd be doing this better right now. Anyway.
But
all right,
rare talent.
Rare talent. Yeah. Rare indeed. Mm-hmm. Hey, so the Rolling Stones, they played a Monday in a very small, not on the like on the field, but like upstairs, it seems, or wherever. It just seems like a very intimate performance. And this is what Mick Jagger had to say, because it was their first concert that they did since Charlie Watts, the drummer, died last month. And here's what he had to say.
It's a bit of a poignant night for us. This is our first tour in 59 years that we've done without our lovely Charlie Watts. And we all miss Charlie so much. We miss him as a band, we miss him as friends, on and off the stage, and we've got so many memories of Charlie, and I'm sure some of you that have seen us before have got memories of Charlie as well. And I hope you will remember him like we do. So we'd like to dedicate this show to Charlie. So
that's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been sweeter if I were there to witness it. But.
Well, we talked to Zoe Friday.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him, all right?
Yeah. I'm curious if he caught that speech or if he was shoving his face full of, like, you know, free shrimp.
Yeah, what are the odds on that?
No. Oh, I missed it. I was at the buffet.
Yeah. What?
I crushed the buffet. I crushed it.
That's what he would do. We'll find out Friday at 8:35 if Zoe crushed the buffet.
I blew something. It looked in my head. It's like, hey, that's...
Hey, a couple of birthdays. Joan Jett, 63 today. Still rocking, Hall of Fame. And Chachi, 61.
Scott Baio.
61. He looks great.
Does he?
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan.
Well, he's 61. Mm-hmm. He looks awesome.
He did some naughty things, bad things, illegal things when he was Charles in charge.
Oh, was he? Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
Wouldn't have been in charge.
Hey, guess who? Who's 78 today that's unbelievable?
78.
Tony Basil?
Oh, yeah, Mickey.
Mickey, she sings, oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine.
She's 78?
Mickey.
How old was she when she did
Mickey's
video?
45. This is how old I am. It's one of the first 45s I ever bought.
Hey, Mickey?
Yeah, I think I have it someplace. I'm going to go look that up.
She still has that outfit?
Just do me a favor.
I bet you she does.
Do me a favor. Don't bring that in. Okay,
don't bring Hey Mickey in?
Yeah, we don't want to hear it right now. It's fine. Better left in the 80s.
Are you yucking my yum?
Hey Mickey?
Hey Mickey, you're so it's great.
Okay. Just drive. You're in your car and you're Hey Mickeying along.
On the way home.
I thought you would. Put it on right after Barry Manilow.
All right, Brian.
No wonder I wasn't invited to the Rolling Stones.
Yeah. Okay, go, Brian.
Real self-destruct.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.